Australia's new AFP chief yesterday pledged to take down online crime networks targeting young girls.
The AFP will set up Task Force Pompalid to use the full powers of the AFP to target these offenders. The task force's mission is to identify, disrupt, and dismantle those online criminal ecosystems that target Australians, wherever they operate, however they hide, and whoever they harm. We will protect victims, we will arrest offenders, we will expose facilitators, and we will remove anonymity that shields offenders from law enforcement.
That's the newly appointed Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, Chrissy Barrett, speaking at the National Press Club yesterday. Well, joining me now is Helen Schneider. Helen is a commander at the AFP Centre to Counter Child Exploitation. The kind of networks and criminal organisations that the AFP Commissioner was describing there, what do we know about them?
So what we're seeing is these decentralised criminal online networks that are really using manipulation to target vulnerable online users to coerce them into, unfortunately, producing or live streaming or sharing things such as animal cruelty, self-harm, acts of self-harm, sexualised material, and in worst-case scenarios, obviously suicide. But we also see these groups engaging in what we call polycriminal or multiple different crimes, such as cybercrime-related offending and, of course, violent extremism.
What do we know about the way in which these criminal networks operate, how they're targeting vulnerable users online?
So we're seeing these offenders use gaming platforms, social media platforms, and of course just online forums that are popular with young people to target their victims. But what we're seeing is they're particularly targeting what we could say is female victims who have existing vulnerabilities. So by that I mean maybe neurodivergent, they could be low self-esteem, eating disorders, a history of self-harm, or just from marginalised groups that are looking for connection online, and they take advantage of that through coercive tactics.
So some of these offenders are infiltrating platforms or chat groups on particular issues or vulnerabilities that they're looking to prey on.
Yeah, that's correct. So that goes to, I guess, the nature of these individuals and what they're capable of, and I guess the harm that they can cause.
And are they monetizing this kind of criminality, or it's for their own consumption?
No, so there's no financial motivation that we're seeing with this offending. What we're seeing is this is really about that technology-enabled coercive control. It's about gamifying, I guess, cruelty in a way. You know, they're really doing it for their own gratification and personal power, and they're really motivated by, you know, increasing their status and popularity and acceptance amongst their own peer-to-peer networks.
And are they sharing then this material?
Yeah, so that's a way in which they increase their status once they, coerce or threaten or trick these young victims into supplying this type of content. They share that with their peer-to-peer networks, and that's a way that they can increase their status around the effect that they're having on these young victims.
So there'll be plenty of parents listening.
Yes.
What do we do about this? And do these offenders sometimes come in very softly and in a caring way to ensnare young people?
So I guess one of the tactics that we see them using is really about trying to build trust with victims to create that false sense of a relationship or belonging. So there's online grooming kind of activities where you're appealing to someone's common interests and things like that. But we also see blackmail, threats and coercion. My message to parents is, you know, the best line of defence is having those regular conversations in relation to online safety. You know, monitor your children. If they are in a more vulnerable category, monitor them to see that they, you know, are they exhibiting signs of self-harm, you know, cutting, burns, bite marks? Is there a change in eating, sleeping habits? Are they being secretive about their online activities? Do you see, you know, a withdrawal from family and friends? Are they talking in a more extreme way? You know, have they deviated from what are their normal morals? All those things could be indicators. And if you need assistance, you can jump on the ACCC.gov.au website. You'll see sadistic online exploitation, and you can just click the launch more information button, and you'll get some information and access to support services such as Headspace, Lifeline, Kids Helpline. All of these support services have been engaged and are well aware of this issue.
How many of these kind of alleged offenders have already been identified here in Australia?
So what we're seeing is an increasing number. You know, essentially, we know this is a growing problem. We expect it to increase. We know internationally it's certainly increasing more than we've seen it here. But Task Force Pompilid is all about throwing the full force of the AFP at this to get ahead of it. You know, we're throwing together, you know, expert investigators, technicians, analysts, people with a lot of experience across multiple crime types like cybercrime, counterterrorism, child protection, to make sure that these offenders realise that, you know, the online environment is not a place that's out of reach from the AFP or our partners.